Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be at this time. You are on TSM Live. Actually, we're at the gathering and we're unable to do the show. Get ready to go into breakout classes. This is Pastor London Jr. We just had an awesome time and morning glory worship service. We tried to upload it so you could listen to it today, but for some reason, the file was just too big because God was just too big up in here, people of God. We do have some recordings that you can listen to. Oh, man, you guys just sit back. We miss you much. We miss you much. We miss you much and wish you were here at the gathering. But until then, we will give you this word from God, from the prophet Michael Shakespeare, the miracle of blindness, and then we'll follow that up with something else good. But God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're praying for you. You're in our hearts. You're in our spirits. You're in our souls. And people of God, oh, man, the Lord is here with us, and he's doing his thing. Enjoy this message.
You should be put out of the synagogue.
Therefore said his parents, he is of age, ask him. Then again called that man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, whether he be a sinner or not, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Then said they to him again, what did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and ye did not hear. Wherefore, would ye hear it again? Will ye also be his disciples? Then they reviled him and said, thou art his disciples, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spake unto Moses, and for this fellow we know not from whence he is. The man answered and said unto them, why? Herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he has opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth no sinner, but if any man be a worshipper of God, and doeth his will, him he heareth. Since the world begun, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, thou was altogether born in sin. Dost thou teach us? And they can't cast him out. Jesus heard that, watch this now. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshiped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I am come into the world, that they which see might not see, and they that would see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, we are blind also. Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin.
All right.
But now you say, we see, therefore your sin, it remains. Praise the Lord. I want to talk about the miracle of blindness. Amen. The miracle of blindness. That's what I want to talk about. Praise the Lord. This is a powerful, powerful miracle that has been wrought on this man that was born blind. It's a most difficult miracle when you put in perspective of miracles due to the fact that those who are born blind usually have not had damage done to them, but they were left, let's say, sort of like a premature child. Something did not develop. So either the optic nerve or the retinal nerve or both never developed that this man could see. So it makes it a more notable or greater miracle. However, we do understand that the greatest miracle that we have ever known of is the miracle of the resurrection of Christ Jesus. There's no miracle recorded of such nowhere that a man who was dead of his own power rose from the dead. And when you put any miracle next to that miracle, the miracle dissipates or it becomes marginalized. It shrinks in its greatness due to the fact that there's nothing ever greater happened than the resurrection of Jesus Christ to anybody. Even if we find someone who said they were dead and they're alive, they're going to die again. But Jesus rose and he's alive forevermore. So therefore, we see that is the most notable miracle. But this man's miracle stands out when it comes to those that investigate miracles or those that look deep at miracles and get involved in the semantics, if you would, or all of that that we call the ingredients for a miracle. When you really look at this miracle, it is a most difficult yet powerful miracle that stands out in the scripture. So now, when we see how this miracle materializes, it brings us to a point to do our own little private investigation as we see the inquiry that comes from the disciples. about this man's blindness. They suggested to Jesus that maybe this man, Herod had sinned, praise the Lamb of God, or that he had sinned, that he was born blind. This is a powerful indictment in their investigative resolve that one would think, praise the Lamb of God, that individuals' deformity, if you would, or lack of proficiency was caused by their mother or their father, that their parents had done something, praise the Lamb of God, in their lifetime that God cursed them, praise the Lamb of God, with the burden of having a child that was born blind, praise the Lord. And many times, praise the Lamb of God, this could be a possibility when you really investigate and look at, praise the Lamb of God, the lifestyles of people, the things people do, mothers while they're carrying their children, praise the Lamb of God, that causes the child to be born with various insufficiencies, praise the Lamb of God. So we know there are all types of children that's born with various ailments, diseases, and things of this nature that have not been caused by the lack of a parent. But the thing is, how did God view? How does God view sin? How does God look at, praise the Lamb of God, interpret, and then make application for what we do in our bodies when the Word of God does declare to us that He will visit the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation? Oh, I got something to preach about, praise the Lamb of God. To the third and fourth generation. He will visit the sins of the father to the third and fourth generation. Now, that is what we really should identify as a generational curse. Praise the Lamb of God. When somebody in your past genealogy, if you would, has done something wrong and you don't even know them, praise the Lamb of God, you have never even saw their face. You have never even heard of their wrong, but their wrong falls upon you. Praise the Lamb of God, because God has decided, praise the Lamb of God, to seek vengeance, if you would, or reciprocity for, in fact, what has transpired in your great-great-great-grandfather or your great-great-great-grandmother, praise the Lamb of God, that He decided this child may be the last child. I may cut off the bloodline, praise the Lamb of God, of this family due to the sins of that great-great-great-grandparent. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a powerful thing. This is recorded in Scripture. This is believed, praise the Lamb of God, and is taught across the world because it is in Scripture. These disciples had this basic knowledge through their Jewish upbringing, praise the Lamb of God, through their synagogue teachings. As young men, as they went to the synagogue and they were taught of the Word of God and how God functions in life, they were taught to be good, that they would have good children, and that their children's children would be blessed, and so on and so forth. And all of us in this room practically believe that. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. I believe my children are the seed of the righteous. Praise God, I believe, because they came from me, that there's a blessing on my children. Praise the Lord. I believe that God makes some exceptions, praise the Lamb of God, to some of the basic things that may not happen to other people because, praise the Lamb of God, I'm His servant, and I have given my children to Him. I've given my life to Him. So that I believe in basically the same type of doctrine. But Jesus looks at them when they infringe or inflict this upon the situation. Jesus put a pin there. Now watch the conjunction in this inquiry. They said, or maybe he did sin. So now we have to find out, how did he sin? Praise the Lamb of God that he was born blind. That sounds kind of awkward to me. Maybe you see something clear in that, but it looks awkward to me that this man could be born blind praise the Lamb of God, and be because of his blindness. He was born blind, but yet they inquired whether or not he was the cause of blindness.
All right.
James. Looks strange to you too, I see. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, that's one of the things that makes you go, Well, upon the investigation of the cultural belief at the time that Christ comes in their setting, the historical culture was that of Hinduism. And the Hinduism of their teachings and their mythological Greco-Roman world, praise the Lamb of God, because Rome was the international power or the world power at that time, praise the Lord, allows us to understand that they believed in reincarnation.
Yeah.
They believed in a life before your life. Well, that's not far and too far-fetched, because there are some people today that believe that if you live good, you die, and then you, when you come back, you're going into another body.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, the doctrine of salvation itself suggests to us there's a life after this life.
Right.
Help me here, somebody.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. If you're saved and born again, you do believe that when you die, you're going to live again.
Amen.
Come on, help me here, somebody. So that is not too far-fetched
right,
of their ideology or their Hindu principle and place, praise the Lamb, of their mindset, of this paradigm that they have, that in fact, that somebody could have messed up in a past life. Because when you look deeply into it, it starts sharing with you things like, well, if you really live a rough life, you would come back as an animal.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. And even some people, they believe, came back as rodents, and some came back as dogs and cats and things of this nature and birds, because of the type of life that they lived prior. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb of God. But then the good spirits were always found in good people.
Right.
Praise the Lord. But Jesus sticks the pen there and he speaks. He says, neither. He dismisses, praise the Lamb of God, the entire inquiry. He dismisses their question to him and their involvement in the matter. Look at the divine reply. Jesus looked with prophetic sight and said, neither. But this man was born, praise the Lamb of God, that the glory of God might be manifested.
Right.
This man was born blind, that the glory of God might be manifested. Now, me being a prophet, I have to say that this is a prophetic moment.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. In fact, it's a prophetic encounter,
right,
which makes this another prophetic miracle.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. It's due to the disciples' blindness, praise the Lamb of God, of spiritual sight, that they are not made readily as Jesus is concerning the condition of this man. It's because they are blind themselves, yet having sight. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. So now Jesus looks at them, and since he is now tutoring them, he now has to come and say, now I have to make this a lesson that will open your eyes. Okay, I think I said something there. I know it took me a little while to get here. But I want to say this to you. Your involvement with Christ is a whole educational session. It's a whole developmental process that God has taken us through. Praise the Lamb of God, because of our belief in him. Remember these words that come to us through the age of Apostle Paul. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. So since he is developing faith, praise the Lamb of God, and the developer of that, your every experience, God is trying to bring out of you, reveal to you, and prove you who he is, so that you can become like him.
All right now.
Well, I think I said all right something right there. Why is that? Because the full measure, the full stature of Jesus Christ is the goal of God in you.
Right.
The download of the It's not for you to feel good or shout. It ain't for you to wave your hand.
All right,
God is trying to bring about again his son in you. Some believers never reach this plateau to understand it so they can continue to crucify themselves.
All right, now,
praise the Lamb of God. They're mortifying their flesh and bringing themselves under subjection so that God can live through the Spirit of Christ through you in a full way.
Amen.
Praise, okay, y'all missed that. In a full, impactful way. So that your world, praise the Lamb of God, that you live in, would be impacted by you enough that people's lives can be changed.
All right, now.
Hello, life, well, that people can be delivered. That people can be shocked into belief through the miracles that God wrought through you.
Right.
I just told the young lady that comes in with a son, when I hugged her, I whispered in her ear, I said, you have a miracle that could fill this church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hello, life, well, if we understand our position, if we understand who we are in God, what God is doing with us and why he's doing it. God is not working miracles in your life. God is not doing things in your life just for you to get this shout out of. He's doing things in your life so that others, praise the name of God, can connect in him. That others can be integrated. That others can be impacted. That others can be brought into the kingdom of our God. That's what God is working miracles in our lives for. So Jesus sees that. He says, oh man, I got another opportunity here to be able to take my disciples to another level. Praise the Lamb of God. To another level so that they may be able, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, to do what I do.
Yeah, all right now. All
praise
right.
God, watch this. Until your spiritual sight come into full focus, you'll never be able to engage.
Yeah. All right.
Are y'all with me?
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's miracle working processes yourself.
Right.
You'll never be the initiator of it.
Right.
You'll never walk in a room and believe that you can pray for somebody
right,
and they
now.
Can be healed.
Right.
You'll never speak to somebody, praise the Lamb of God, with a spirit on the inside of you that causes your words to be rhema words. Praise the Lamb of God. That some impactful will happen to them in a way, praise the Lamb of God, that they hear. It'll make them turn around and say, I perceive you a prophet. I perceive that there's a gift. There's something extraordinary about you. Listen to them. While I was riding down here today with James telling me about the manager where he works at, or his superior, praise the Lamb of God, where he works at. And James said, he really don't want to hear nothing about God. James said, since he's been in there, been working there, James talks about God all the time now. But his superior don't want to hear nothing about God. It's like a turnoff to him. But yet, praise the Lamb of God, he favors James. Y'all don't get that, do you? I don't want to hear nothing about God. I don't need you witnessing to me. I don't need you throwing the word on me. But I will watch your lifestyle. I will listen to the words that come out of your mouth and other people. I will watch your actions. And your actions, praise the Lamb of God, can perform a miracle in somebody's heart and mind. That gives them revelatory. God, I need you to jam that. A revelatory, praise the Lamb of God, vision of who God really is.
Right.
Of what Christ really is.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God in you.
Right.
Hello, life. Watch this. So Jesus, he says, now I got a class setting here. Praise the Lamb of God. I got an opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God that caused this man to receive a miracle and at the same time make it a miracle on my disciples. I told you all last week, almost every miracle that Jesus performed around his disciples had an instructive pattern in it. I wish y'all would hear it. Had an instructive pattern in it, or was a lesson to them to bring them into fullness of who he was trying to make them. Praise the Lamb. Let me say it like this. Yeah. We must understand why the scriptures is there for us. The scriptures are there for us for one reason only. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we can see how God worked in the lives of others and understand how he worked in our lives. So if we don't benefit from the patterns, watch this, from the instructions, praise the Lamb, and the examples that left bringing it into a parallel and say, God is doing something with me that he has done in the past, but he's just doing it in these modern times.
Right.
We'll never look for the miracle.
All right.
We'll never look for the prophetic encounter, a prophetic moment. We'll never look for a miracle moment in our lives. These disciples was dormant, just as dormant. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. They are basic believers with no spiritual insight.
Right.
I say it again. They are basic believers with no spiritual insight. Can I put some other stuff to y'all just for a minute? Why is it that people in the Bible days knew when somebody had a demon and we don't?
Right. All right now.
No spiritual insight. A demon is spiritual. A demon is not a physical thing.
No.
Demon ain't something you can see with your natural eye.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But when they would come to Jesus, they'd say, my boy is possessed with a devil.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. They would tell Jesus what was wrong. They diagnosed it.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have no prophet come tell them, your child got a demon. Come on, talk to me. The problem is, praise the Lamb of God, that our spiritual insight is closed off.
Right.
Hello, my brother. Because we refuse to allow, praise the Lamb of God, our growth to come. So that we can have a natural, watch it, a natural spiritual outburst.
All right now.
Of the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a discernment. Okay, y'all don't like this kind of preaching. Let me just keep on. Praise him. So, in this storyline, this proof of faith, we see, praise the Lamb, Jesus moving forward, praise the Lamb of God, to deal with this man. Praise the Lamb. Jesus does something that I don't believe I've never seen anybody do before. He spits and makes him clay. He anoints the man out. Look at the encounter, people. He does something very unusual. He uses nothing that man has touched.
That's right. My mind.
Now, there's a doctor who wrote a book off of the ingredients of the earth.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. He has saved, doctor, I forget his name, but this is one of the passages he used to say how God, if we could connect God to the earth, how miracles would be wrought in our physical bodies.
Yes. Today. All right.
Because since we were made from the dust,
right.
Everything that is in us that need repairing is in the dust. Come on, talk to me. If we could just get the chemicals back together. Everything that's in the dust is in us because we were made from dust. Come on, talk to me. So, but we all know when you go to anybody's funeral, the last thing they say is, and dust and dust, right? And then they put your body back on the ground. Why? Because no matter how you decompose or where you decompose, you're going to turn back into clay. Are you listening to it? Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to turn back into dirt. So that's why they put us in the dirt. Watch this. So now Jesus said, golden opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because of his foreknowledge. Prophetic sight said, I'm going to make this, watch this, a divine interruption. Y'all, you won't like me. I'm going to make this a divine interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. What you saying? I'm going to make it a divine disturbance. I'm going to take this, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to take this and make it make noise so that God can be noticed. Ooh, I wish I really knew what I was trying to tell you all today. Praise the Lamb. Do you know there's some things going on in your life right now that ain't going to get better because you don't want God to be noticed?
Ooh.
I think I'm saying something right. Bam, I'm going to slap my face. Come on, I was posting that on Facebook today. Watch this now. There's some things that's possibly going on in your life, and you keeping it so secret to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Until God is looking at you saying, I got to wait until I can make it a divine disturbance, a divine interruption.
All right,
praise the Lamb. cast it on the man's eyes, and he tells him, praise the Lamb of God, go wash it in the water. Go down to the pool of Bethesda, which means sent. Go down, tell the pool I sent you. Praise the Lamb of God. Goes to the pool, he washes his eyes, and he comes back seeing. What a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. What a miracle. Saliva, clay, and water. Saliva, clay, and water. Isn't it funny that I anoint your eyes with clay, I anoint your eyes with saliva, but then I tell you to go wash it off.
Right.
That looked like the longer it remained, the better you would get.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. But Jesus told him, go wash it off. Watch this. Praise the Lamb of God. The pool that he sent them to, praise the Lamb of God, was the same pool where miracles were wrought.
All right now.
Are y'all listening to
me?
It was the same pool where miracles was noted for.
All right.
Where miracles was known for was in that pool.
All right.
Praise the Lamb of God. So he goes, he washes his eyes. Jesus said, I want them to see, praise the Lamb of God, those that are sitting around waiting on a miracle at the pool, praise the Lamb of God, that there is no miracle unless God touched the pool.
That's right.
Come on, y'all don't see how God moved. Let me keep on going, because y'all just missed out. Okay, so now the man, he comes back healed, he comes back rejoicing, praise the Lamb of God, he comes back jubilant, and then Jesus, watch this, pulls him to the side and gives him some instructions. Watch this. A lot of people get instructions for that miracle. A lot of people get instructions for that miracle. But very few get instructions about the miracle.
All right now.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. It's one thing for somebody to tell you to go dip 7 times in muddy jug.
Right.
It's another thing for somebody to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, set your pot out, put oil in it, borrow other pot, and put oil in it.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Even in that miracle, the lady didn't know what to do with the miracle.
Right.
She had to come back to the prophet and say, okay, I got all this oil in my house, he said. Now go sell it.
Mm.
Pay your bills. Praise the Lamb of God, and live off the rest. Make her a millionaire overnight. Sell it, pay all your bills, and the rest you live off of for the rest of your day, since your husband is dead. Are y'all listening to me? Jesus gives this man instructions. He tells him secretly, he says, how can I make him tell it? Praise the Lord. He said, just by telling them the reverse. Don't tell nobody.
Right.
Y'all didn't get that, did you?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb.
Right.
I found out something. If you want something out, just tell somebody else to see.
Yeah.
If you try to make them a witness to it, they're going to tell it.
Right.
But tell them, don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
Don't tell nobody about this.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. I promise you, before you leave them good, they're going to tell somebody. I promise you, the word don't is going to work in them so hard.
Right.
Praise the Lamb. About their own authority. Until they're going to share. Then, watch this. Jesus put them in a mold, praise the Lamb of God, that he had to tell us.
Right.
Why? He was born blind.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because he did. Right.
People were going to see him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. So, as soon as he left Jesus with these words saying, don't, people saw him and said,
what?
Isn't that the word?
Right.
I mean, it's right there. Just read this thing.
Right.
Isn't he the one that was born blind? Look at him now, he's sin. Somebody said, no, he looked like him, but I don't think that's him.
Right.
He walked like him. He acted like him. No, I don't think. Hey, there ain't no way he was born blind that he's seeing now.
Right.
So when I asked him, he said, yes, it's me. Praise the Lord. Then somebody asked him, how did you see? First thing jumped out of his mouth, he told the story.
Uh-huh.
He told the story, but he was trying to hide Jesus' identity.
Right.
Right?
Right?
Jesus, don't tell nobody I did this, so he's out there. Amazing.
Right.
Spit on the ground, anointed my eyes, and told me to watch, and I came back to
right.
They said, who was it?
Right.
He tried to laugh his way out of it. Praise the Lamb of God. you know, the Pharisees was those that were experts in the Mosaic law and all this kind of stuff. They was kind of like the spiritual police of the day.
Right.
That's what they were. They were the Jewish Presbytery. Those who regulated things.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lamb of God. Those that dictated was it right or wrong according to the law. Now, watch this. We're involved in something else that slaps us in the face as the Pharisees come into play. It's the holy day. It's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't no work supposed to be done? Right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Wasn't no miracles supposed to happen? Wasn't nothing supposed to happen on the Sabbath day? But rest and worship. Rest and worship. No good deeds supposed to be happening. Rest and worship according to that interpretation.
Right, right.
Woo! According to their interpretation. Praise the Lamb. According to their interpretation. Praise the Lamb of God, right? Praise the Lamb of God. Now we deal with the Sabbath day. Ain't in no fight about it. Praise the Lamb. Watch this. Because I know you're supposed to be holy every day.
Amen.
You're supposed to worship God.
Every day.
Come on, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. So if I change my worship posture because it's Sunday, I'm a hypocrite.
All right, now, amen.
If I change my worship posture because it's Saturday, I'm a hypocrite.
That's right.
If I change my worship posture because it's Wednesday, I'm a hypocrite.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. God is seeking a people who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. The truth is, I know He lives in me. The truth is, I'm the temple. The truth is, He dwells in me 24 hours. And start questioning him. He goes to a long thing of two things: investigation and interrogation.
Okay.
Investigation and interrogation. It's all right to investigate something.
Right.
It's wrong to interrogate something. Praise the Lamb. They interrogated him. They interrogated him to the point, praise the Lamb of God, that they brought the parents in.
Right.
Brought his mother and father in to try to find out about the miracle, and all they could tell him was, this our son.
Right.
He was born blind. Praise the Lamb of God. And now he's seeing. But you gotta ask him what happened, because we wasn't there.
Right.
He's of age, you know how to talk. Ask him. Praise the Lamb of God. So they asked him a second time about what happened. Look what he said, because now their interrogation and investigation has become an attack against heaven.
Okay.
I gotta deal with that just 1 minute. Y'all give me 2 more minutes, right? Tommy, there's a lot of people who think they know God and don't.
All right.
I'm gonna say it on this time.
All right.
There's a lot of people who think they know God.
All right, now.
And they don't.
Exactly.
I'm gonna say it on this time to y'all. There's a lot of people who think they know the word of God and they don't. I'm going to say it on this one. There's a lot of people who think they know the word of God and they don't. Watch this. I'm going to say it on this side. There's a lot of people who think they're spiritual and they're not. I'm going to say it on this side. There's a lot of people who think they're spiritual and they're not. The Pharisees look spiritual. They dress spiritual. They walk spiritual. They nodded their head spiritual. But they were not spiritual. They were more carnal than the people that were in the flesh. Watch this. When Jesus entered the synagogue, the Pharisees had to be present. Right? Almost every time he entered the synagogue, on about 3 occasions, he talks about something that was present that wasn't supposed to be there. A demon. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
Watch this. They so spiritual, why they have no power to cast demons out?
Jesus.
Are y'all listening to me? So you have to watch people who talk spiritual talk, but have no, praise the Lamb of God, spiritual demonstrations.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Praise the Lamb. So Jesus, they got to be really, really, watch this. This is what you got to be careful of too. When people are dealing with you,
yeah,
inquiring and investigating,
yeah,
praise the Lamb of God, your miracle, right, your transformation,
mm-hmm,
your transfiguration,
uh-huh,
what you have been transformed into. You got to watch this, because what they're really doing is, you're not on trial.
Right. All right.
God don't try.
Right.
Y'all ain't listening to me.
Right.
They ain't really thinking about you.
Right.
They trying to see whether or not they should believe in God.
Right.
This is the oops,
huh,
of belief.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. This is the oops of belief. They're really reading you to see if God in the house.
That's right.
They really ain't studying you.
No.
They want to see if God in the house.
Right.
Then when you do something that makes them think God is not in the house,
all right now,
then they have an excuse,
right,
to walk away with no faith.
Right. Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Why? Because they think and believe that God can be observed in your behavior.
Right.
That they can see God in your behavior.
Right.
That they can see God, praise the Lamb of God, by what comes out of your mouth.
Right.
They don't want to, they don't dare admit about they have emotions.
Mm.
They admit that they have issues.
Right.
But they won't accept the fact that you have flesh and blood wrapped around you too.
All right now. Right.
Praise the Lamb. Come on, talk to me. It's really an investigation of God.
Right.
And any time, watch this, somebody can do something that changes your spiritual opinion, your spiritual posture, your spiritual position, and nothing wrong with them.
Right.
And nothing wrong with God, but there's a whole lot wrong with you.
Right.
Come to hear somebody.
Yeah.
Because your relationship with God is not really intact.
Right. Right.
Hello, Lightbook.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm out in the parking lot and I get mad and I curse this afternoon, use a word of profanity, and you walk away from church, then there's something wrong with your relationship with God. Not my relationship with God. It's about you and God.
Right.
Okay, y'all didn't like that one. Watch this. So now, the inquiring man is here. Tell us again. He goes on for him. He said, what part of this you don't understand?
Yeah.
I told you this once. He said, matter of fact, a marvelous thing has happened. I was born blind. Now I can see. What is the problem with that?
Right.
Why is it that you want to play with whether or not this man is a god, a devil, or what? When in fact, he worked a notable miracle. Let me tell you why one of the big problems with Jesus. When Jesus wrought miracles, he never said, in the name of God.
Right.
You can't find that written nowhere.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Because, in fact, he would have to say, in the name of myself.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't like that, did you?
Yeah.
He would have to say, in the name of myself.
Right.
He didn't say, in the name of Moses' law.
Right. All right now.
Why? Because people were wrapped up in personality.
That's right.
Oops, I think I said state something.
Right.
People get so wrapped up in a personality, praise the Lamb of God, until they miss the power.
Yeah.
Right. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this. If you read the story on a little longer, watch this. It said, this is what they replied was here. They said, you are probably one of his disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Watch what they said. We're disciples of Moses.
Mm. Right.
Y'all didn't catch that.
Right.
Moses didn't have no disciples.
Right. Crazy.
Come on, talk to me. They said, you probably one of his disciples.
Right.
We Moses' disciples.
Mama.
Moses didn't have no disciples.
No.
Moses didn't have no followers.
Right.
Matter of fact, the people he led out of Israel, he didn't want to be bothered with.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
He and cursed and told them, drink, you rebels. And God cursed him for it. Said, because of this, you will not go in. I let you see it, but you won't go into the promised land. Are y'all with me? So Moses didn't have no disciples. Praise God. I better watch this now. Moses didn't have no disciples. Moses was leading them into the wilderness so that they could meet God. Are y'all with me? Moses was leading them into the wilderness so they could meet God. When they got to the meeting place, they didn't want to meet God. They said, we're here too. We don't want to hear God. When God came down the mountain, I'm trying to show you something. There's people around you, praise the Lamb of God, will meet you, but they don't want to meet God.
Right now.
Are y'all listening to me? Trying to introduce them to God is a turn off. They will sit and eat with you. They will laugh with you. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Stop talking about God. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't want to meet God. They want to stay wrapped up in your personality. They want to spread, stay wrapped up in the you are. Without dealing with the who they are. Am I right or wrong? Praise the Lamb of God. So now they tell them, they say, listen, you want his disciples. So they cast them out. Watch this. His parents, the Bible said, knew that if they replied correctly about Jesus, that they would get thrown out of the synagogue, which means you are disassociated with the Jewish faith. A lot of people are more caught up on their religion than they are their God. Are you listening to me? A lot of people are more caught up on their religion than what is right. I'm saying something to y'all today. A lot of people are wrapped up in their denomination, in their religion, praise the Lamb of God, and not wrapped up in God. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all with me? So they threw him out. When they threw him out, watch this. Jesus didn't visit nobody but him. Y'all missing this. Watch this. Jesus didn't visit nobody but him. Jesus comes to him. Watch this. And finds him by himself and says, I'm close. Says, how you doing? Say, I'm fine. He's like, how you like the way things look? He said, oh, I'm seeing just fine. He said, do you believe in Christ? He said, huh? He said, do you believe in Messiah? He said, yes, Lord, but who is he that I can believe in? Jesus said,
I am
he. Me. The Bible said, he believed, and he stopped worshiping him. He believed, and he stopped worshiping him. I said, we get the end, and we'll drop back one step. The end of all of our experiences in God is, are you a worshiper?
All right now,
Jesus. Ain't that my Sundays?
Talking about
how you're worshiping.
Yeah.
Because when you worship, you give yourself away.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
So you can be used. Once he did that, all the year, the hell year, went through that day, seemed like nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Your troubles vanish when you recognize you're a worshiper. Of a true and a living God. Watch this. Now can I step back?
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb. Let me step back. All the way back. The first inquiry, the disciple. Jesus said, when I get through working this miracle, praise the Lamb of God, they're going to receive spiritual sight. One layer of the callus of life will be taken off their eyes. Do you know you got layers over your eyes that prevent you from seeing God? That's why you see so much in the natural dimension. Because there are layers of stuff that has happened and blind you.
Right.
And now every one of your experiences, God is removing. Until you get to the core of your true existence of who you are.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Adam saw everything spiritual. Are y'all listening to me? Until he got the layer of sin.
Right.
Then he starts seeing things in the natural.
Right.
He said their eyes were open. He already had eyes.
Right.
But his eyes of understanding was open.
Right.
they start perceiving things in both the spiritual and the carnal dimension. Are y'all with me? Our problem is we've been incubated in the carnal so long that our angel can walk up to you and you won't know. You can have a conversation with Jesus Christ and you won't know. Are y'all listening to me? You can have an encounter with God and you'll walk away, and days later you'll say, whoa! 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 Okay, I'm going to prove it to you. Jesus rose from the dead, right? Greatest miracle, right? Praise God. Michelle, his disciples start walking on water. They start opening this blind man's eyes. They start take two fish, five loaves of bread, and blend it. Fed all these 15,000 plus people. Took up 12 baskets of bread. Y'all with me? Praise the name of God. They saw a woman that was bent over, straightened up. And a spirit depart out of it. They saw demons cast out of kings. They saw them stop a funeral procession and touch the casket. Yeah. And the dead boy set up in the casket and sent them home with his mother. They went to a woman's house, Jairus' house, with him and his wife, and went inside, and the daughter was dead, and Jesus spoke to her, and she sat up. I mean, countless miracles. Matter of fact, John writes in his gospel at the end, he said, if all the miracles, I mean, you need to read the last verses of John, Gospel of John. If all the miracles and all the sayings and all the deeds of Jesus were written in books, the world could not contain it. That's how much movement he had. But when he rose,
my God.
They didn't believe it.
Yeah.
On the road to Emmaus, he had a full fledged communion with them, walking and talking and sharing, and they were talking about the resurrection.
Oh, my God.
Right. When he gets to the house with them, he sits and he eats, and he breaks bread, and he vanishes. Then they say, did not our hearts burn within while he spoke to us in the way? Why? Because they had layers of blindness. What is the title of my message? Nobody remembers. The miracle of blindness. God wants to take the cover off your eyes so you can really see him in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. I want to pray for you. Just close your eyes right where you are. Bow your head. Father, thank you for your word. Your God today, I pray now that the words I have spoken have been your words. I know it was your revelation. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you. The miracles have been wrought among us. And I know even this young man walking in his child was to set the atmosphere for this message. But Father, we saw him comatose. We saw this child with bandages around his head, on ventilation machines. We saw all the monitors hooked up to him. We got the prognosis from the doctor that it was slain. But today we see him running around making noise in your house. Today we see him rejoicing with his mother. Today we see him, Father, whole. So Father, now in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your warmth, Father. I pray that miracles are released into everyone under the sound of my voice and upon everyone, that they can have a prophetic encounter, a miracle moment with you. Yes. Father, that miracles can happen daily.
Yes.
And that they can see them form, see them coming about, to see the opportunity. Yes. And they will allow you in them the hope of glory to speak. Hallelujah. To lay hands. To declare your goodness across the world. I know you're raising up a new breed of people, Father. I know you're raising up a new prophetic people. Because you promised in the last days you'll pour out your spirit. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, I pray now that even when harvest come in this building, that the air in this room, praise the Lamb of God, would breathe miracles. That they inhale miracles and they exhale miracles. The healings would break out. Hallelujah. In dynamic proportions, that people will be drawn to this place because of your power, because of your glory, because of your anointing power that destroys every yoke. Bless now in the matchless name of Jesus. I prophesy over these people, Father, that you're going to use them, that you will give them opportunity to be used, Father. Praise the Lamb of God. That glory would radiate through their pores. That glory would be seen upon their face. That glory would be released from them, from their very voice. That healing in the marketplace, healing in the schoolhouse, healing on their job, healing in the mall, healing, deliverances take place. That men may come to you, Father, and say, men, brethren, what must I do to be saved? I need this Christ. I need this anointing. I need his love. In the matchless name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for his word. All right, let's sing our several individuals that are ready to come back for the part two to do that right now. We're supposed to have been streaming today, but we got to tell Angel to set that up in the computer so that we can't do it last week. So the computer, set the program. You know?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, well, we'll talk about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But, we will get that together. Praise God. And then that way you'll be able, if you have a computer, later on, to go on your computers and listen to the message. Even when you miss church, you'll be able to listen to the message and it'll be just as if you were sitting here with us. And then those our members around the country, such as Tamika Neville, keep saying, you got to do this process, get it going. So we went out, Joseph and I went out and bought the equipment to get it done. But there's something that has to be done on the live talk radio to set the program so that we can do it on Sunday.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. That needs to be done. All right, Angel. All right, so Matthew chapter 21, I'm just going to be brief with this so that we can move on. Praise God. Let's start at verse 1. It says, and when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to the page, to the Mount of Olives, they sent Jesus to his disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you straightway. You will find a man with a donkey tied and a coat with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, you shall say, the Lord hath need of them, and straightway he will send them. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken about the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon a donkey, and a colt, the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded, and brought the donkey and the coat and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down palm branches from the trees and straw them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, the son of David, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming to the city, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast down all them that sold and brought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats
of them that sow doves and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Thank you for your indulgence. You may be seated, be seated as we talk about the pursuit of the prophetic purpose. The pursuit of the prophetic purpose. When we look at the whole idea of the life of Jesus, it was all set in a prophetic mode. Of course, we know that his birth was prophesied, praise the Lamb of God, and that all of the prophets of old basically mentioned him in one manner or another. If it was not directly of his coming, of the messianic promise, it was wrapped within an allegory or type that showed forth that our Christ would be born. In this particular passage, Jesus is pursuing, praise God, really the mandate of Calvary. It was not his intention, praise God, to just fulfill this storyline as we see it in the Bible so that people could throw palms and their garments in the street and cry Hosanna. Of course, this adds no power or no fervency really to that he has to do, but it is a prophetic declaration that comes out of the Old Testament to show forth the proof of the Messiah, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. But as we read the storyline, when the people asked, who is this? They noted him as a prophet and not the Messiah. So it's one thing for a person, watch this now, to fulfill, praise the Lamb of God, a prophetic destiny without people really understanding the prophetic purpose. People can permit the prophetic purpose and the prophetic destiny can still be fulfilled. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a matter of ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, on the part of people, and a matter of blindness on. Because we want one thing, but we don't want it to come in the way that God sends it.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And so the prophetic destiny that God had ordained through the prophets comes into play. But the prophetic purpose is missed, praise God, because it was God's intent for the people of God, the Jews, if you would, of the day, to receive, to accept, to see, to understand and embrace Christ and the authority of the kingdom that he was ushering in. But it was due to their ignorance, praise the Lamb of God, not that Christ blinded them, or God blinded them. It was due to their ignorance, praise God, that they missed the Messiah. They missed the total purpose of Jesus' destiny, which was really to liberate them, praise God. So as Christ is entering Jerusalem, there are some few things that I just wanted to touch on, praise the Lamb of God. First, that is, of course, the prophetic event where Jesus tells the disciples to go into the city and there you'll find the a colt, a donkey, an ass, praise God, as it says in your Bible, tie, praise the Lamb, loose them and bring them to me. Of course, that is prophetic because there's no way that one could know that there's a colt tied in the city unless he has some type of prophetic sight, some prophetic vision. So therefore we see that this is a prophetic encounter. This is a kairos timing of God, an event that has already been preordained that should come to pass. Now, people of God, we need to come to a place of understanding that the prearrangement, the preordained things in our lives, praise the Lamb of God, happen to us all the time without us really recognizing that God had put this in place. The things and events that happened to you, praise the Lamb of God, that God has spoke, but you missed his voice, praise the Lamb of God. There's things that happen to us, praise the Lamb of God, those of us who are in the rhythm of God, that we have things ordained that are supposed to happen,
right.
Praise the Lamb of God, and they come to pass, and we even miss that God did it, praise the Lamb of God. This is one of those events. It was prophesied, but yet the people of Jerusalem, who were supposed to be the embracers of the prophetic era, had missed it because they had blinders on. Watch this now. Praise the Lamb of God. So when Jesus sends his disciples in, they bring the coat back. Jesus mounts the coat. They dress the coat. They ride into the city. The next thing we see is the people throwing their garments down. Praise God. They're throwing their palms down, which is really representative of their faith. Their faith covering. Their faith covenant with God. They're throwing down their garments. They're throwing down these palm branches. And they're singing the prophetic chant. Hosanna. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Listen to me, people of God. There are things that you speak out of your mouth that has been pre-programmed. Praise the Lamb of God. You don't know why you're saying it. You speak it, praise the Lamb of God, so that a prophetic event can take place. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So that a prophetic event can take place that God has ordained, and you miss it, praise the Lamb of God, but the event takes place.
All right.
I think I said something, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you can miss the event itself, not the actual event taking place, but you miss the purpose of the event. And when you miss the purpose, you miss the power of it. Praise the Lamb of God. And this is what the people of God did. They missed the purpose. So therefore, they missed the impact. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because there is no impact when your faith is misappropriated. Okay, praise God. In other words, they saw Jesus as a prophet and not as the Messiah. They didn't see him as the Son of God. Praise the Lamb of God. This is why even on other occasions when we read the scriptures, we find that the Bible says things as he did not many miracles there because of their unbelief. It was not that they didn't believe in miracles. It was that they didn't believe in who he was.
All right.
Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So he did no great miracles in the presence of them because of their unbelief. Praise the Lamb. Now, since this is set in order, these palm branches are laid, Jesus is coming into the city, praise the Lamb of God, persecution breaks out because there is a group, praise the Lamb, that does not want Jesus to receive these accommodations. There's a group that does not want Jesus to be applauded in this way. Praise the Lamb. So in the parallel text, if you read it in the other gospels, it'll tell you that there was an interruption. And they came to Jesus and asked him to silence the people. So them said, silence these people from making all this noise, from crying out and chanting as though you are the Messiah. Now this is the real purpose of the interruption. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this. Satan always knows, praise the Lamb of God, when you are about to come into the place, the position, the posture that God has ordained for you so that you can be in power. Are y'all listening to me? So when the enemy sees you are approaching that intersection, praise the Lamb of God, he starts throwing monkey wrenches in. He starts throwing distractions in. He starts trying to interrupt and intercept what God is about to do. And he knows the only way he can do that is to mess with you.
Right. Amen.
Because he from you so that you will cause something, praise the name of God, watch this, in the prophetic order not to take place.
All right now.
Okay, praise the name of God.
Amen.
For instance, if God tells, if God has ordained, praise the name of God, for you to be the recipient of a blessing on a certain day, at a certain time, in a certain place, and God has spoken, praise the Lamb of God, a lot of us will say, what God has for me is for me. It is. But you can miss what God has for you, praise the Lamb of God, by allowing the enemy to have you not in the place you're supposed to be when the blessing is supposed to be handed over to you. Are y'all listening to me?
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Okay. Y'all want to deal with this. All right. Praise God. What has just happened to me this week? Praise God. Hallelujah. I woke up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm sitting there. Tuesday morning. I'm sitting there on the sofa. And I went through my praise, worship, prayer. I did my post. I done all that. I'm really looking forward to the show. And then all of a sudden, praise God, the Lord tells me, go to the law office and gives me the time. Say, be there at 9:30.
All right now.
Praise God. So I jump up, shout, and do what I do, put on my clothes. Praise God. And while I'm on the way, the Lord said, when you get there, don't stop nowhere. Go straight in Cliff's office.
Amen.
When I got there, I went and sat in Cliff's office. Praise the Lamb of God. I sat down. And it's just, I hadn't been there in months. I ain't been in his office in months. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And I sat there, and he looked up over his glasses, and he saw me. He jumped up, he hugged me, said, oh, Pastor, I miss you so much. He was talking to me, and then said, you know what, I thought about you yesterday, about this marketing thing I want to do, and I just don't know how to do it. So I started telling him the way to do it, praise God, as God would have it be. Watch this. And the Lord said, and when I finished, I'm going to leave. The Lord said, don't leave. He's going to give you $1,000. So I just sat there. I just sat there. The secretary comes in. Praise the accountant comes in. Praise God. And she's talking to him. And everything's giving him his mail. And then he looks at her and says, just out of the blue, go write a check out of my personal account for $1,000 and give it to Pastor Shakespeare.
Amen.
He just helped me with something, and I want to bless him.
All right, amen.
What if I did not hear God?
Hello.
Okay, what if I was trifling? What if I was lazy? Y'all ain't listening to me. What if I was contrary, or I allowed somebody else to call me and distract me?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk to me.
Yeah.
From being where God told me to be. Hello, light bulbs. I would have missed the moment. And when I missed the moment, I would have missed the blessing of the moment. If I had got there 15 minutes later, I might have missed him being at the office. Or he might have been too busy to deal with me. Are y'all listening to me? Or his mood might have been different. Somebody might have upset him to the point that he didn't want to be bothered. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. So it's very important, people of God, to understand that many times you're on a prophetic assignment and don't even know it. You're going, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, praise God, you better prepare yourselves for God to move you at strategic times to be in strategic places, so that some things can unlock for you. Praise the Lamb of God, and God can bless you. Now watch this now. He says, Jesus went on in the city, praise God, knowing he in pursuit of prophetic destiny. And when he comes in the city, they say, don't allow these people to make all this noise about you, man, because they know, praise the Lamb of God, that he is being declared the Messiah, even though the people don't know him. Praise the Lamb. Are y'all listening to me? even though the people are ignorant, the chief priests, praise the Lamb of God, and the magistrates knew the prophecy. So now, these Sadducees and Pharisees and what have you, and the priests, are trying to stop this, because now, this is declaring whom, praise the Lamb of God, they had already surmised that Jesus was. See, Jesus' miracles, praise the Lamb of God, and the things he did opened them up to an understanding, even from his birth, that when the Messiah is born, a star is going to appear. Y'all remember that, praise the Lamb of God. And Herod had all the children killed. All the male children, 2 years and under, he had them killed, praise the Lamb, murdered, assassinated, so that he could try to kill Jesus. But Jesus slipped through the cracks. Praise the Lamb of God, right? Because of the prophetic unction on his father, which God told him, go another way. Go into Africa. Do not stay here. Praise God. Am I right or wrong? All right. So you can see that some things in your life that God has ordained that Satan don't want to happen to you.
Right.
Are y'all listening to me, people of God? I know church ain't bad. Praise God. And we get more excited when it's a packed church. But the power of knowledge is yours if you by yourself. If you can receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. I just hope you all get this revelation, because God is trying to tell me something today. Praise the Lamb of God. That you have a predetermined destiny on your life. God has spoken things over your life. Praise the Lamb of God. And a lot of times, we try to act like it's the prophet's fault. We try to act like, praise the Lamb of God, if somebody else's fault, or it wasn't true, or this, that, and another, why we have not received what has been promised to us, when in fact, praise the Lamb of God, we have been satanically distracted and taken out of the rhythm that we're supposed to be in, so that we can hear God say, move, praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you in this season, to have your ears tuned to God, so when God tells you to move or give you instructions, you can do what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Because Satan don't want you to receive what God has for you. Watch this. So now, after they do this, Jesus replied to them, it's simply this. He said, listen, if I stop these who cry now, hallelujah, he said, the rocks will cry. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, the rocks cry. Now, this sounds, Joey, what's that word to use? Tomfoolery. This sounds illusional or delusional for a person to say, if you tell an angel to shut up, the chair gonna speak for me. And this is what Jesus tells me. Listen to this now. Cause you said it's Jesus, so it's all right. But I bet you ain't never told nobody, if I shut up, this rock gonna speak for me. Pray, are y'all listening to me? Jesus says something that does not make, praise the Lamb of God, sense to the intelligent, rational man.
Right.
Jesus said, if you stop these people from doing what they are doing because of the prophetic proclamation that Hosanna has to be cried out at the time I ride in, then these rocks will take their place. Are y'all listening to me? Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. Watch this. This shows the authenticity, praise the Lamb of God, of who he was. Praise God. Jesus is slapping them in the face and saying, you cannot hinder me from being who I am. Neither can you hinder my divine assignment. Neither are you going to stop me on the prophetic mandate to get to Calvary. I know why I was born. I know who I am. And you can't make me believe that I'm something that I'm not. Praise the Lamb of God by silencing people. Praise the Lamb of God. The power and the anointing that's on my life, Jesus was saying, is so great that if you shut these people up, praise the Lamb of God, then inanimate objects will start crying out, declaring who I am. Praise the Lamb of God. Now that's powerful, people. Praise God. You know what that means? Jesus knew that heaven had his back. He recognized that God was with him, and he recognized who he was. Our problem persists when we walk in and forget in the midst of persecution, in the midst of trouble, that God is on our side. Praise the Lamb of God. So we don't speak like God is on our side. Okay, talk to me here. Praise the Lamb of God. We don't act like God is on our side. We back down instead of standing up and declaring, no, you can't take this from me. God gave me this. God is my deliverer. God is my provision. God. Okay, pray. I ain't talking about that. Let me go and get out of here. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. So after they do this, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus says, he says, let me go to the source of the problem. Praise the Lamb of God. He says, let me go to the temple. Praise God. I got about 5 minutes. I'm out. We out. Watch this. He says, let me go to where the priests, praise God, and the scribes and the Pharisees hang out. They hang out in the temple. Praise the Lamb of God. They hang out in the house of God. Oh man, I could really get in trouble if I was at a convention right now. Praise God. If I just said the majority of the hindrances, praise God, that has held people back in this era that we live in has not happened from outside the church. It's happening from within. Praise the Lamb of God. Are y'all listening to me? Because of the same reason it happened in Jesus' day. The traditions of men, the rudiments of men, being so strong, so tight with the monkey see, monkey do, praise the syndrome, until everybody just follows suit.
Right.
Hello there, bud. Everybody just follows suit. Without asking a why.
Right.
Who ordained this? Is this God?
Amen.
We just do it. Yeah, we just do it because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here. So Jesus, he goes to the temple and he says, you know what? If I don't break up what's going on in the house of God, my death and suffering is going to be vain. Praise the Lamb of God. Because, watch this, all of the prophetic movement of Jesus wasn't for Jesus. Come on, talk to me here. It was to empower people. Y'all ain't listening to me. Praise me. I just wish I had some real church Christians here today. Praise the Lamb of God that could really see what I'm trying to tell you. All of this that Jesus was doing, praise the Lamb of God, was not about him declaring who he was. It was about him transforming us into being who God wanted us to be. Praise the Lamb of God. He knew who he was. He didn't have a problem. Never, there's no prayer that Jesus prays and says, Father, am I really who I am? Come on, talk to me. There's no prayer recorded where Jesus is praying and saying, Lord, if I'm really your son, let this happen. He knew who he was. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. And I tell people this all the time. Unbelief don't change God.
Amen.
It changes you.
Amen.
It may change what God is going to do for you.
Amen.
But it doesn't stop God from being God. God is still God. Praise the Lamb of God. It does not stop his movement. It does not stop his directions. It does not stop what he has spoken. God is going to get the results that he desired to get because his word is just that power.
Amen.
So Jesus knew he was the word in the flesh.
He turns over the money changers. He turns over the tables. He upsets the order that was in the house. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lamb. Now, there's still y'all here. I want y'all to hear this. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord has taken me through so much to see that I'm not satisfied with the order in the house.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's almost like, praise God, to just give you an example. In order for God to get Hosea to see his love, his compassion, and what he wanted to do with Israel, he made her marry a prostitute. Now, you ain't never read the book of Hosea, right, then you just don't know,
right,
that God told the prophet, go marry a prostitute, and she's going to have adulterous kids,
right,
on you. I mean, he told them all this up front.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. And Hosea went in and did it. But what Hosea didn't understand was that God was going to make him love the woman. So then when the woman went down to nothing, and it was tasked for her to be auctioned off, praise the Lamb of God, the average man would have let her go. But God comes to Hosea and said, now tell me, how do you feel about her?
All right now.
And so when he declared his love, God says, that's how I feel about my people.
Ooh.
I feel the same way about my messed up, praise the Lamb. Watch this now, because I'm going to give somebody. My messed up, misdirected, praise the Lamb of God, hard-hearted, stubborn people.
Amen.
I love them, praise the Lamb of God. Listen to what God is saying now, praise God, because there's a lot of people, when their eyes get open, they judge everybody else.
Right.
But in your judgment, you better judge them that God loves them.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. I know because
Amen.
Jesus only died for you. Praise the Lamb of God. But the Word said he died for the world. So therefore, whomever he died for, he so loved. Come on, talk to me here, somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Watch this. So when Jesus goes in the temple, praise the Lamb of God, this purging of the temple, praise God, results, watch this, in a proclamation. Listen to the prophetic proclamation, declaration, and decree from the King of Kings. Jesus says to them, you have made my house a den of thieves. Praise the Lamb of God. He said, but it's written, praise the Lamb of God, that my Father's house shall be a house of prayer for all nations.
Yeah.
Okay, praise the Lamb of God. All right. So long missed the impact of that. Praise the Lamb of God. So, what was Jesus really saying? Jesus was really saying, now, since you don't understand why I came in the city this way, maybe by me declaring that I'm the Son of God, by declaring this is not your house, but it was my Father's house.
Right.
Come on, talk to me here.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. And my Father's house is set up for a particular purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. My Father's house is set up so people can be delivered.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Not just people you like.
All right, now.
Hello, like folks. Not just your nationality.
Woo.
Not just who you embrace.
All right, now.
But my Father's house is a house of prayer. Praise the Lamb of God for all nations.
Amen.
Now watch this. If the house of God is the house of prayer, then it's the house of revelation. If it's the house of God is the house of prayer, then it is the house of deliverance. If it's the house of God and it's the house of prayer, then it's the house of healing. If it's the house, come on, talk to me, people. Praise. It is the house that will deal with whatever is for God's people.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
We must understand
that this is the reason why Jesus was born into the world, why he suffered, why he died. Praise the Lamb of God. So that we could have access to God. Praise the Lamb. Y'all better get that. I want you to get that mixed up. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus died so that we can have access to God.
Amen.
Because we had no access.
Amen.
We could not come to God. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus died so that you could have an empowerment. Because he knew that if you got into the presence of God,
mm-hmm.
your life would never be the same. Those of us who've been saved, we said we've been transformed from death unto life. That's the minor thing. The major thing is you have access to God now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, this has to be the question. What are you doing with your privilege?
All right now. Say yes.
Hello, light bulbs. What are you utilizing? Praise the Lord. You know, there are people who have access to the president. And I promise you this, when his whole tenure is over, praise God, if they don't have access to the White House no more, they're going to sit back and think about things they should have
said. Right.
Come on, talk to me. Things they should have said.
Mm-hmm.
Help me hear somebody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because there's an old saying, you don't miss the water till your well runs dry.
Amen.
We have access to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. On his terms, right? The way he desires to come. What you doing with your access? Because when you really get access to him, praise God, you're going to know the rest of my life is all right. No matter what go down, praise the Lamb of God. My persecutions are just opportunities for God to show off in my life. That's when you're going to come to. You're going to come to my problems are just opportunities for him to perform.
Amen.
My issues is just opportunities for him to show his strength in my weakness. You'll come to recognize what a blessed privilege that God has given you.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God through Jesus Christ. And it's gonna hit you one day so hard until you really gonna cry, Hosanna,
mm-hmm.
in the highest.
Yep.
Praise the Lamb of God. You're gonna be able to join in to that celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you read that passage or think about it, that he made access for you, you're gonna see a reason to throw a garment out on the street. You won't see a reason to cut down some branches and throw it out and cry from the top of your voice, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome thing he has done for us. Once your eyes open, people of God, to what God really has done for you. Never let nobody pull the blindness over your eyes again. Never, praise the Lamb of God, let the enemy tell you something that you're not.
All right now.
Woo! You better know that you know that you're a child of God.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God. You better know that you know that if America run out of food, God know where your next meal.
All right now.
You better know that he's a way maker. Praise the Lamb of God. And that he got you on his mind. That he's got you in his heart. That you are engraved in the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. That he has you engraved in the palms of his hands. Hallelujah. Every eye is closed, every head is bowed.
Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for your word. I've declared it. I felt your power, your presence, even while I spoke to your people. Somebody in this room may not know you the way I know you, but I know you. I know you know them the way you know me. Hallelujah. They may not have the experiences that I have, neither the longevity, but you're the Ancient of Days. You are Father. Hallelujah. An experience within itself. Once they've experienced you, oh my God, once their eyes are open, once they're drawn into you, that song will be my song from chain to chain. Has to come over me. He changed my life. And now I'm free. Bless the day. Hallelujah. There's one here, Father. Don't know you. It's out of fellowship. I know you stand today with your arms wide open, saying, come unto me, all you are heavy, labored, you're heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Come to me, hallelujah, let me in, let my Father in, and we'll make you a temple, we'll make our abode in you, hallelujah, we'll make you a house of prayer. We'll make you a place, where people draw from to receive God. Woo, Jesus. Bless those under the sound of my voice. Oh, Father, I give you praise. I give you honor. And I give you glory. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise the Lamb of God. The door of the church is open. Listen, there's only a few of us here today. The same God is here. And if you're here today, praise God. You are the church, you are Christ. You can come today. Accept Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, my God. And He'll change your direction, He'll change your destiny. You don't have to church on, we would love to have you. Praise God, we would love to have you. Hallelujah, my sister, we would love to have you. I'd love to be your shepherd as I watch over your mother's life. Pray over her soul, I would love to do that for you. Praise the Lamb of God. The opportunity is here. An intersection is here. Praise the Lamb of God. All you have to do is come and surrender your heart to Jesus Christ. Surrender your life. And I promise you, He'll never leave you alone. Praise the Lamb of God. He's made it so easy for us. All you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and confess that with your mouth, and you can be saved. All you have to do is just say, Father, forgive me of my past. I didn't know you yesterday, but I want to get to know you from this day. He'll erase your past and give you a clean slate. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would come in, praise God. While the door is open, while the blood is running warm in your veins, tomorrow is opportunity. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a wonderful chance. And the chance is all yours today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lamb. You need to talk to me while the service is over. Later on this week, you can call. Your mother has my number. You can talk. You can share. Praise God. I love you because God loves you. I love you because the God in me loves you. Praise God. You come into Christ, adds no money to my life. You come into Christ, adds no brownie points. You come into Christ, drive Satan of a victory. And that's all I'm after. Because I hate him because of what he did to me. And I love God because of what God did to me. Praise the Lamb. We can't change ourselves. I tried that too. Just don't work. My son's car broke down today. Praise God. And I know he wished he could have fixed it right there on the spot. But he couldn't. So he pushed it down the street, parked it in front of his house. And if you go by his house today, leave here, you'll look at his car. It don't look like nothing wrong with it. It's sitting there. If you get in and turn the key, it'll crank up. But it can't move. It's stuck right where it is. It'll remain there. No matter how much gas you put in, it's going to stay right there. It can't move. It's stuck right there. And if it stays there, one day, it won't even start up. That means the car would have died. And then we'll just take it to the junkyard and junk it and recycle it. But thank God there's a mechanic that specializes in transmissions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the car can move. That's the way our lives are. We're really parked in one place and don't know it until we meet Christ. If we come to God, we try to make changes, and all we're doing is redecorating the outside. The inside remains the same. We're stuck in a spot. Praise the Lamb of God. We're stuck in a mental, social spot that we can't get out of. We can't change our psyche. We can't change our hearts. We're stuck in a spot. Once we call the mechanic, praise the Lamb of God. The good thing about that mechanic, he's the maker of the car. Praise the Lamb of God. And he can change everything and make it brand new. He can even do it so good that you'll walk by people that used to know you and they won't know who you are. Praise the Lamb of God. He can make the changes. And that's all I ask you to consider. Praise the Lamb of God. You're in love with who you are today, then you don't need Jesus. But if you want to change, he can make that change for you. I don't make the change. He makes the change. Some people get it twisted and think I'm the changer, but I'm not. I just give you the stuff that leads you to the changer. And he does the changing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Consider these things. We bless you. We love you today. All right. Praise God. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise for his word. Yes, Lord. I praise God for his word today. Now, if you have a love gift, you can bring that. Praise God. And then we're going to be. Really, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to be ready to get out of here. Praise God.
together. We'll be ready to go. Hallelujah. Bring us all to the back.